Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know, about 5 years ago, my wife was battling cancer. Bill Cole from Cole Roofing came to me. I got his cap on. I'm out of my Royal Farms coffee at this point. But he said, man, you need to do more things, you know, like on charities and getting out in the community. Like talking about stuff like the polar bear plunge. And I'm like, well, you know, when it comes to polar bear plunging, I have some friends who've done it. Michael McCrary once ran in and out down at Sandy State Park in a pink tutu, and I still give him a hard time 20 years later when I run into him in the Inner Harbor. But so many friends, my friend Nate over at Big Bats on the Eastern Shore for many, many years doing the polar bear plunge. I have only plunged once in my life. I plunged down in the Miller's Island with some friends down there about 10 years ago. The water was a little warmer. But Danny Grau has been my friend since he was a kid. That's all I can say. I don't know how old he was when I met him and his pop, Fred. Well, you know, Fred, when's the first time you and Danny went on a road trip with me?
We went to Pittsburgh in 1998 and 1999.
Wow. It was that long ago.
Yeah, it was that long ago. The 1998 trip was a day-only trip, and 1999 was an overnight trip.
So the 98 trip was that? Well, Vinny was gone. We lost that game, right? We had to lost that game. 99, we may have won that game in 99.
That's right. Kadri Ismail had a field
big
day.
Big day. Opening seed. It was 16-6, something like that. I'm savanti about that kind of stuff, too. Fred and Danny Grau, you live in Harford County, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I want to introduce you as old friends, and I guess we are old friends because, like, absolutely, you went on trips with me in 1998, 1999. It's now last century that this happened. Give everyone Danny's story, because I know Danny as a kid. Danny, you were an equestrian. You were in Special Olympics. I remember back 2006, 7, 8, you went over to Beijing and we're riding horses over there. And you went to China before I went to China because I saw your pictures. I feel like you guys are part of the family, but the polar bear plunge is something that I think over the last decade I've known. You guys have made yourself famous doing this, right, Fred?
I wouldn't go that far, but this is Danny's way of giving back to Special Olympics, because Special Olympics has given so much to him and also to me. I coach several teams, and Danny participates in like 5 Special Olympic sports. It's not just equestrian. He also does softball and basketball and snowshoeing and flag football. So he does it all, and he keeps me very, very busy.
The snowshoeing? What was that?
Yeah, you wear these snowshoes that look like tennis shoes, and you race around a track on snow.
I'm not doing that, Danny. I'm out.
he's very good. He did like a 1600 meter race last year, which is incredible.
Dan, you still riding horses?
Yeah.
Not at the moment. No one's doing any of that right now.
That's a good point. That's a good point, man. You miss it?
Yeah, of course.
He should be. Hopefully, we'll be doing it this spring.
Yeah, this spring. But we're still as of right now, no one's going to be able to have the actual state competitions.
Well, it's hard getting people together right now. And,
yeah, you can't.
You know, the polar bear plunge is one of those things. It really does. Fred, give me a little background on the polar bear plunge and your history with it, because it probably was right around then that it began. I don't know exactly. I mean, I'm sure the annual whatever, but it's in the late 90s, right?
Yeah, polar bear plunge has been around for like 25 years. And Danny did his first plunge in 2010. Fan Man, I don't know if you know Fan Man or not, but he actually
I know Fan Man.
The water, and it was 3 inches of snow on the ground that day, and he went out in the water, and he absolutely loved it, and he's been doing it every year ever since. And a couple of years ago, Fan Man's daughter Tressa and Danny did Super Plunge, which is 24 plunges in 24 hours.
I can't stay awake that long.
Oh, I know. I'm basically Danny's towel boy when that occurs, but it's very grueling, but you also have to raise a lot of money to have the privilege of doing 24 plunges in 24 hours.
Well, give me the lowdown for you guys in raising money. I know you've done a lot through the Ravens, to your point, Fan Man, and so many of the Ravens fans have gotten together. Obviously, you know, a lot of police, firemen, a lot of companies get together and serve and come down and do this very, very special thing, run in and out of the water. It's not for me. Danny, you know me. I'm a sissy. You've been giving me a hard time for 22 years about this. I don't like cold water. My people are from the equator, guys. I mean, Venezuelan. But I admire all of you who go and do this. I have donated in the past. Give everyone a little perspective on how this is your Super Bowl, right? For you and your family, you do this every year now.
Absolutely. The Super Plunge, they asked the Super Plunges to raise about $10,000. And basically Danny's teaming up with a partner who's helping them raise the money. And so you have to spend quite a bit of time just doing the fundraising for the Super Plunge. And then you get to go into cold water 24 times in 24 hours. So it's a lot of work, but it's a great labor of love, and it's for a terrific, terrific cause.
Well, they built the whole thing around Sandy State Park, right down where the Bay Bridge is. And so you run in and out. It's always cold. Danny, can you tell, how are you going to make Sandy State Park your own? What are you doing? My wife, this is serious. My wife gives her love. She says hello, by the way. My wife said, ask Danny, what is he doing? Does he have a little pool in the backyard? Are they doing the bathtub? What are you doing to plunge every hour, Dan?
Well, this year we were going to have the virtual plunge, which we still are. And the original plan was we all thought we were going to have it out in our garage and have inflatable pools, but they came up with a better solution. And now we're switching it. Now we're having it live at the Falston Firehouse.
Oh, so a bunch of people are coming together. How many people are plunging in Falston? Just you?
Well, it's still going to be there's going to be more than just, it's still going to be a good amount of, it's still going to be only a limited capacity, but what they're having to do is, they're filling up the firehouse trucks are filling up their hoses with water. And I guess we're all getting to, I don't know what you call a water trough.
Okay. I got you. Well, it makes sense because the fire department's open 24 hours, right? I mean, other than like Royal Farms, you don't have a whole lot of options, right? So for you to do it this way, this is fascinating because I was thinking to myself, Danny, for all the hard time you've given me over 25 years, I figured if you needed help, I'd be willing to come up to your house and just hold the hose out and every hour just squirt you with the hose. You know what I mean? I don't like to be cold, Dan. How do you feel? Like once you get to like hour 16, 17, 18, do you like have some adrenaline kick in or something here? Does it ever not get cold when you do it?
You could say it's a real chill. It's a real, you could say it's a real cool experience.
Oh, right. Like Fonzie. I like that. Well, everybody knows about the pole.
If you're not scheduled to work tomorrow, that is, which I have a feeling you probably are, but I was suggesting maybe if you would like, I know you don't like getting in the water. I get that from you, but I was wondering if you would like, come up tomorrow. I don't know. And watch.
Well, tell me everybody when the hours are so that we can figure this out. It's at the Falston Fire Department, right? So I got it somewhere in Magnolia Mountain. I'll figure out where that is.
It's right next to Falston High School.
There you go. So, I've been there for basketball games. So there you go.
There you go. Right next to Falston High School. Our first plunge is going to be at 9 a.m. in the morning. We're hoping to do a plunge every 30 minutes. But at least every hour, but we're hoping to do a plunge every 30 minutes. And we're going to be there until at least 9 o'clock at night. And then we're going to come back again on Saturday morning to do one or two final plunges.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Well, I love what you guys do. I love that this has become such an incredible event. And so many years, you guys both know this, the Ravens have still been playing when the plunge happens, right? When that happens, it's been a really good year. We came a few days away. I know you guys are such Ravens fans. It's been a weird year. And I said, well, if we win a Super Bowl, we can't even have like a proper parade, right? So in this particular case, I would say we have a 20-year anniversary of the parade from Tampa. We're now 7-8 years out on, what we did back in New Orleans, and I know you guys had so much fun with all that. It is disappointing, but I still think we got a good team, and Lamar's still here, and we talk about it on a daily basis. But I know you guys were disappointed, right, Fred?
Yeah, we were disappointed. I mean,
but it's understandable. I mean,
yeah, we were disappointed, but I mean, we still love our Ravens. Lamar's—he's only 24 years old. He's going to have many, many more opportunities to take us to a Super Bowl, and I mean, we'll be fine. I mean, we're one of the best teams in the NFL. He has an 80% winning percentage. So you really can't ask for more than that.
If I see Lamar, Danny, I'm going to tell him he's going to come plunge. And if he gets into the cold water, he'll get him more used to playing games in Buffalo in January on Saturday.
Actually, to be honest, Nestor, the really thing I was a little concerned about was our Ravens player buddies themselves, is because the problem is, since football is a real more advanced sport, the players, you really can't with football. It's impossible to be social distance because with football, that type of rule is not existent. While with softball and baseball is less advanced, so it's easy to maintain that rule.
Or you can go fishing too. You know what I mean? There's lots of things. And what have you guys done during social distancing that you've never done before? Because you do things. You ride horse. I mean, you go out and in the. My wife took me for a walk in the woods up in Harford County. No kidding. We went up. We wore gunpowder. We took one of the tributaries and went for a nice little walk. Saw a bald eagle.
Yep, we do a lot of walking. Danny rides his bike in the neighborhood all the time, and he's gotten to know all the neighbors because of that. Because as you know, Danny likes to talk a lot.
Well, I would say this, Danny, you're the least socially distanced person I know. You talk to everyone.
Well, I wear my mask though. If I do want to get up to someone, I put my mask on, so that way I feel comfortable, and that way they feel comfortable around me. But the thing about that is with football sports, the only time the players themselves are able to do that is in between breaks, because you really can't wear think about it this way: you can't really wear your football helmet in addition to your face mask, because then that'll be just very awkward.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I have a hard enough time with the mask when I'm going up hills here at my age, catching my breath. But yes. Danny, it's always great to visit with you. Next time I see you, get out on a horse, send me a picture so I'll share it with everybody. On behalf of the Special Olympics and what you're doing, going out and freezing all day long tomorrow in Falston on Friday at the Falston Fire Department, I want to encourage any of my listeners, if they have a little kindness and have a little extra something, want to do something, that they can sponsor you and be a part of what you do. Fred, how can people do this and get in touch if they do want to sponsor you?
Okay, The link is tinyurl.com/DannyGrau2021.
G-R-A-U. G-R-A-U.
Correct. Correct. Do you have 30 seconds for a Raven story?
I love Raven stories. Go ahead. Sure. That's okay. What we do here.
Every year I took Danny to training camp in 2006. As you remember, that was the year we got Steve McNair. So we got up to training camp early in the morning up in Westminster, and we got there early and we saw Daniel Wilcox signing a football. And I was telling Danny, I says, you know, hey, you know, we got a new quarterback this year, Steve McNair. He's going to be a really good quarterback. So Daniel Wilcox was signing a ball about 30 feet away. And I said, Danny, why don't you take your football over there and get his autograph? So he did. And Daniel Wilcox was very serious signing the football. And Danny's over there yucking it up, laughing and carrying on like he always does. And he gets back to me and I said, Danny, I says, what were you talking about? You were talking a lot to him and he wasn't saying anything. He goes, I just asked if he thought that Kyle Bowler sucked too.
You guys are terrible.
I was cracking up. I said, Danny, you don't tell that to other Ravens players.
I won't tell that to Kyle either when I run into Kyle. You guys take care of yourselves, all right? Be good. Okay. Towel off appropriately. Don't catch pneumonia, as my mom would say up there. Right. Mask up, Danny, and stay safe, all right? Be good.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring at least a dozen face masks with me tomorrow, at least 12.
Keep it safe, keep it clean, raise a lot of dough,
yes.
And I'll be F everybody at Polar Bear Plunge.
And keep it alive.
Appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks for having us on.
It's always good to see you guys. Sorry, I'm not seeing you on a bus to Pittsburgh, but maybe next time.
Absolutely.
Maybe next year we'll do that. Yeah. My friends, Fred and Danny Grau, longtime supporters of Special Olympics. Danny rode me in the Special Olympics, the real Olympics, in Beijing about 12 years ago as well, and they've been friends of mine. 1998, 1990. I knew it. I'm going to find an old picture of me and Fred and Danny from one of those trips, because I have all the old pictures on the Polaroids, man. 1 hour
photo. I think I have
photo
a few myself.
Yeah, send them over to me. Tag me, please, do, right?
Absolutely.
I'm asking everybody to do that. If you have any of the old Whiskey Joe's pictures from 20 years ago, or I found some of my old Anthony Mitchell pictures. I had the real Anthony Mitchell on.
I have some Whiskey Joe pictures too.
I'm reaching to Stokely. I'm reaching to Dwayne Starks, a whole bunch of people. Bowlware next week. Coach will be on with us. Mike Smith, Marvin Lewis. So we will be revisiting all things Super Bowl 35 and remembering the good old days. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.